December. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
Juniper berries are an important food source for birds. Watch for robins, Townsend solitaires, and for both cedar and bohemian waxwings. Bohemian waxwings sometimes set up berry brigades, passing the berries from beak to beak. December must be the month for gift-giving in the bird kingdom as well as ours. And like people, the birds sometimes overindulge and can get quite tipsy.
In addition to large flocks of bohemian waxwings, you might also see flocks of red crossbills. If you walk along the Mesa Trail this month and look up at the tops of the pines, you'll see they're just loaded with cones. These mega cone crops occur only about once every 5 to 8 years. It's thought that the ponderosas use erratic cone crops to control predators or birds and mammals that feed on cones so that they don't eat all of the seeds each year. And the red crossbills are known as eruptive seed eaters. They erupt from their centers of population in the northern Rockies when there aren't a lot of seeds, and they spread out southward looking for cones. So when we have these cone crops, we get lots of crossbills as well. It's fun to sit in the forest and watch them actually dismantling the cones. The mandibles of their beaks actually cross over so that they can inject them into the cone, pry the scales open, and then stick their tongues in and extract the seeds. And if you get a large flock of crossbills, you'll have this blizzard of pine scales just swirling down from the tops of the trees as they dismantle the cones. There's another wonderful thing about crossbills, and that's that they're the only bird we have that will nest during any month of the year. A few years ago, Boulder naturalists Mike Figgs and Nan Lederer found a white-winged crossbill nest at 10,500 feet near Mitchell Lake in the Indian Peaks Wilderness in the middle of January. And the nest was piled high with snow, but the female crossbill was sitting there incubating her eggs.
Remember to keep your eyes and ears open for great horned owls as they begin courting in December. The pair often have a beautiful duet, with the male having a deeper voice than the female. Also remember that the Autumn and Christmas bird count will happen December 22nd. If you want to participate, call Bill Kampfer at 939-8005.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.